All right, so I'm gonna get the awkward moment out of the way real quick.
All right,
go ahead, Kevin.
Keith, I don't know if you even have a can remember who I am or whatever, but it doesn't matter because I'm about to inform you who I am.
Furman so power conditioners.
I can't even get it bent right. So I start with that.
Oh, dang.
And then back in the day.
It's fangirling.
I am. I'm going to for a minute. I had that.
Wow.
That was from the Hard Rock in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Dang.
And then there is one of my favorites, which is this one, which I think you guys were with Korn in Biloxi, Mississippi for that show.
Yeah.
So not right on, only man. Am I glad to have you on to talk about your solo stuff, but I'm just glad to have you on because I've seen Breaking Benjamin 18 times. I've probably seen them with you 5 times.
Wow.
So, and like I said, saw you with Adelita's Way when you were with them probably 4 or 5 times as well. So dude. I'm a huge Keith fan. Let's just put it that way.
Hey, I appreciate that, man, so much. And hey, fellas, thanks for having me. This is awesome.
Man, thank you for patiently waiting. We appreciate that, bro.
No, of course. Hey, I was taking a few notes myself. I was like, hey, this guy knows his stuff, I guess.
I know. I'm blown away. But we can build back on. We're talking more. There ain't no doubt.
So I guess my question to you is, I have another show on our radio station called Got You Covered that you had put out The Look, a cover of The Look that I play on there. And now I don't know if a lot of people know how influential you've been in some of the most recent music across the board with multiple bands, and now you're doing your own stuff. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Gosh, I mean, as far as the influencing of others, I mean, it's super flattering and it's an honor, honestly. I'm just, you know, trying to write songs, keep busy and putting out music as much as I can, before I get too old and get to a point before I, you know, can't use my hands and can't use my voice anymore. So, that's kind of the way I look at it. And same with the solo stuff, you know, obviously, my regular band keeps me quite busy when, you know, everything's, you know, when the world is operational and running on, you know, full cylinders. But, yeah, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, if I have some downtime in between, you know, tours and stuff, I've kind of tried to take that time and use it. I guess stay busy and just keep putting out music. And obviously the pandemic hit and we've all got plenty of time on our hands now. So it was kind of something I really wanted to, you know, try and cultivate and release music. So, yeah.
Was the solo stuff already in the works, or was it something that was a byproduct of the pandemic and the downtime?
Right. Well, I've actually put out a few, you know, I had an EP in 2014. It was kind of a real kind of basic, just kind of real chill music, piano kind of stuff. And then here in the last couple of years, I've just, you know, released a single here and there. Just kind of like what I said, you know, it's like in between tours, I just want to stay busy. I don't want to be stagnant. I don't want to, you know, sit around because I get bored and I just, you know, feel like a worthless piece of shit if I sit around too long. So, you know, put out a few singles here and there. And this time around, I really wanted to work on a full album and really, you know, do more of a rock thing. I think some of my other songs were kind of a little bit more alternative, maybe more on the pop side. And that's just me just having fun and experimenting a little bit. Cause I've just been in rock bands my whole career. So, you know, just was like, ah, sure, let's try some different stuff. But after a while, I was like, all right, I want to come back and have some guitars and have some drums and, you know, bring the rock a little bit, you know, nothing too crazy though. You know, I'm not really a big screamer or anything. I love it. I love hearing screams. Like, I love that, like, from bands. I wish I could do it. I wish I could do it because it's awesome, but I probably wouldn't be able to talk or sing the rest of the night if I try to do that. So.
All right. Well, the single is Dream Away. And I think the official ad date was last Tuesday.
Right.
And our little internet station, we jumped on it a week early just because it was you.
Ah, that's awesome.
But, thank you. So, and I love the tune. Just tell us a little bit about what's behind that song.
Sure. Well, it's funny, you know, I've had that question a lot, you know, is this something you kind of worked on during the pandemic? And, it's funny because you listen to the lyrics and you listen to kind of what I'm singing about and the story in the song. And it sounds like something that someone would write when they're just stuck at home and they're trying to get out of that negative headspace. But really I wrote it before all this happened, which was crazy. 'Cause you know, it was a little bit of, I don't know. It was almost predictive in a weird way. But yeah, it's funny. One of my friends was telling me, you know, after everything kind of shut down and you know, I hadn't had all the songs completely finished. I was still kind of listening to mixes and stuff. I sent it out to a couple friends of mine to just kind of check it out. And one of my friends was like, dude, this song describes like what's happening and like what, you know, how I feel right now. And I just was like, man, it kind of does, you know, just kind of isolated and just, you know, just longing to get to that place of normalcy or some kind of better headspace or, you know, just more of a positive horizon. But no, I wrote it and, we recorded it, January of last year. So
oh, wow.
it's over a year old. And I've just been holding on to it on my computer, all these songs. I just, honestly, the year was so awful, 2020, that is. I didn't want to release it in 2020. I didn't want to have, you know, 2020 on it written forever, you know? So yeah. I was like, I just want to clean slate and wait till 2021 and, you know, do it that way. So.
That's awesome. So, do you plan on, with being 2021, of course, I mean, we're talking probably a while before we see actual shows again and stuff like that. But do you plan on doing any shows solo with this stuff or?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, the plan, you know, obviously, schedule permitting with Breaking Ben and of course, you know, when it's safe,
right.
You know, I definitely don't want to try and get out there prematurely. You know, I want to make sure that it is, you know, safe for everybody. But definitely I've been talking a little bit to, some people about, you know, some possible live stream stuff, you know, all last year, you know, I sat at home and I watched all these bands do the live streams and some of them were so cool. And, yeah. You know, I was just like, man, they did it the right way. Like the Under Oath one was so sick.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so sick. And those guys are so good. So I was kind of like, all right, I want to at least just, you know, if I can't get it that quality, I want to at least just kind of, you know, think about this and at least make it a little bit, you know, better than me just sitting there with my iPhone. Like, here's a song, you know. So
that works too, though. That does work too. Sure. Now we will say that.
Yeah, no, for sure. At one point I kind of just broke down and said, I'm just going to do it. And I did like a Fleetwood Mac cover, like a few months back.
Was that before the Cranberry Juice shit or after?
It was inspired by. I'm hearing this song everywhere. I was like, screw it. I'm just going to, you know, sit the phone down and, you know, give it a whirl. And it was fun. But, yeah, that was just iPhone. I was outside. Of course, you know, traffic was going by. I could hear like birds and stuff. And I was like, shut up guys. You know, I'm trying to do this here, but,
ambiance, sir. That's ambiance.
Exactly. Right. It's just part of the experience, you know,
Experience. Yeah. Nice.
So I guess my next one, and you can elaborate a lot more than some. So before Breaking Benjamin, before Out of the Leader's Way, there was Copper,
right?
That you were in, and I remember Copper from my early radio days.
Wow.
And things like that. But you've been in this business for quite a while. And if you were to tell somebody that's up and coming and just now starting to break free and starting to get some music put out there, what would you tell them would be the best attributes for them to continue going into this music business that we have now?
Yeah. Well, first off, dude, I'm honored that you remember the good old days of my first band. Yeah, it was pretty much what the guest before me tonight that you guys had was saying. It's a different world. It's a different business. It's and it's just going to keep changing. You know, we all us as musicians and even fans, how we get our music. You know, it's just a fluid kind of thing. It's constantly changing. So, I really think back about, those days and, just being in the van and just being a having a bunch of friends and, getting in the garage and working out the songs for the first time. I mean, it's amazing. It's I wouldn't trade it for the world. And, as far as advice goes, never give up. That's probably my biggest thing. And other than that, and if not so equally important, just write the best songs you can, the best songs you possibly can, record them the best you can, because, it's first impression, if you're going to play a demo for somebody or whatever, make sure it's perfect as it can be, because, even if, if you got to explain certain lyrics, or if you got to be like, oh, well, look, the drums were a little, we were in the bathroom and we just want, and we still got to mix it. It's like, don't play it yet. Make sure it's ready to go. So, it's all about just for me. The only reason I'm here is because I never gave up, and there was plenty of opportunity, to do that. Because I, there was plenty of doors that, there was no signs of opening. And it was one of those things I just had to just be persistent and stay the course and, work on my craft and work on trying to, be a better songwriter, a better singer, all the while still just, trying to keep the faith. But there was plenty of times where I thought to myself, oh man, this might be it. I better figure out what to do. And, obviously you got to, get some jobs and just kind of try to survive and stuff. But I never let go of the dream of being able to do this and, have a career. Like you said, I mean, dude, it's been over 20 years,
right,
that I've been, plucking away. So, it's cool, but it makes me appreciate it. Makes me appreciate, where I've come from, all the experiences, all the different band members and, tours and stuff, nothing but gratitude. So.
Awesome. Jared, you got anything?
No, man, I'm just sitting back and listening because I think what our audience is like, I've said it a couple times on tonight's show, they're the guys that are climbing up the ladder, like struggling to like what you mentioned, man, you touched on it perfectly. Like that balance between, I want to keep going, but this door got slammed in my face. Maybe I should quit. You always got people in your ear saying, you need to do this, you need to do that. But persevering through that is extremely hard to do. And Keith, you're somebody that's kind of made it to that, mountaintop and got to see into the valley that's awaiting, I guess, not to be too metaphorical there. Kevin, write that down. That was pretty badass. sometimes you give up before, the moment hits, and you didn't. And so I love that our audience gets to hear that, man, because it does happen for people, and you're telling them that, keep going, man. That's a great message.
Yeah. Well, look, it's a lot of things, it's definitely hard work and it's definitely, just the belief, just you know, a lot of people talk about, you know, the law of attraction and just willing, you know, speaking things into the universe and all that stuff. You know, I don't know if any of that works, but, you know, it's one of those things. I kept it in my mind. I kept thinking, man, I really want to get to this, you know, level. I want to, you know, set goals, you know, and you think about those goals and you make those little tiny steps to kind of make those things happen. And I mean, plus obviously there's a lot of luck. There's a lot of luck that goes into it, but
well, like you say, though, making the goals, though, because you have to know where you're going. You don't jump in your car and just drive around the neighborhood for an hour and a half.
Exactly.
You should have a destination, right? And if you have that and you work hard at it, those things that people call luck sometimes is, you know, you've all heard the cliche when preparation meets opportunity, right? That's true, man. That's true. And then people call that luck on the outside looking in. Well, it's like, yeah, I work my ass off to make that happen, right?
Sure. It's like, you know, another way of saying the same thing is you put in all that hard work in hopes that it sets you up to be lucky.
Correct.
You know, so.
And one little thing I've learned just even outside of music is that if you put in the work and it doesn't happen when you think it should, keep putting in the work because it may happen over here, or it may happen a week later, or you may make a connection when you thought you failed that then pays off later. And it's just this big snowball effect, right? So
yeah, absolutely. And plus just you know, look, you put everything into something, you know, and if at the end of the day things don't go your way, you know, and it ends up kind of you pivot your direction and what you want to do with your life or whatever. It's like, you won't have any regrets because you're like, look, I gave it my all. I left it all on the field, I guess, if you will.
Correct.
So, correct. I don't know.
Yeah. And like you mentioned too, though, the takeaway from that is even if you don't, like, what's the goal? You didn't get signed or make millions of dollars and go on tour. Guess what? Yeah. You still wrote a bunch of killer music and it's art. And just like you did when you went home, you still kept writing for yourself. You know, what did they say? Rock stars come and go, but musicians keep playing forever. So that means more to me than anything else.
That's awesome. Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Cool. Well, Keith, thank you so much for spending a little time with us tonight, giving us some insight. I personally can't wait for tours to start happening again so I can see you play live again.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Yeah, thank you. Thanks again for having me, and I can't thank you enough for featuring my new song and you know, throwing me on the cover station too, man. That's awesome. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's good stuff, and we appreciate you, everything that you do on the music side of things.
And when you're ready to tour on that solo stuff, if, you know, the world gets back to like some form of sanity, let us know, man. Kevin and I are behind the scenes right now trying to figure out some kind of way that we can get some music down here in Biloxi, because I know the need is there, the want is there, and we want to pull some of the artists that we're talking to on this platform into a venue. So
awesome.
So give us a heads up.
Yeah, no, I most definitely will. I'm, you know, in my situation, I don't have any expectations. I'm, you know, I'm not new to this, but in this kind of instance, I am new to this. I completely don't expect anybody to know who I am or anything like that. I'm just like starting out. So I will play anywhere and everywhere and meet whoever, whenever. And, yeah, man.
That's awesome. That's a clip for our audience. That's the guitar player from Breaking Benjamin saying that, guys.
Challenge accepted.
So if you're in your local town and you're demanding all this shit and you just heard him say that, you need to take notes.
There you go. Look,
I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, that's what it's all about is the connection with people. You know, I consider myself incredibly lucky to be in a band that has a great fan base. And obviously I'm trying to build that, you know, name for myself as well. And so that's really where it begins and ends is the fans. So
awesome. Well, thank you so much, and good luck on the future. And when you're ready, if you want to come back on the show and talk about anything, let us know.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, I appreciate it.
You won't get a no out of us.
Hell yeah.
All right, Keith. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Keith.
See you guys.
Have a good one.
You too.